Ah, yes, indeed. It's Radio Fishing Time, and it's February 8th, 2014. Jiminy crickets. Boy, the year's just cruising through. And this is Fishing Frank. I got Tom Fisher, Captain Tom Fisher, sitting in the chair opposite me. And we're going to be discussing his last couple charters, his plans for today, see what goes on. So, anyway, let's get started. Good morning, Captain Tom.
Good morning, Fisher Frank.
It's 18 minutes after 6 o'clock in the morning, and we're doing a radio show.
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy.
Getting with it.
I got to tell you, I'm so sore. I took the last couple of days to work on the house. You know, it's stilt house, and so we're putting a lift in, you know, to get from the floor up to the top. Well, that requires pads. Well, you can't just put a pad in, so it's got to be a footer and a stem wall and pads and backfill. And I am so tired of shoveling. And then at the same time decided, well, we had to get the boat ready. So we took one of the skiffs and sanded it, bottom painted it, and, you know, been rigging on it. And so I go from shoveling and digging to painting and sanding. And
well, you got to do it to be comfortable later on. Just like fishing, you got to do a lot of homework to be able to catch them.
Well, you know, I get so little time off, I got to consolidate all my efforts into, you know, one big push. So.
That's true.
Anyway, so you've been fishing lately?
I have been. We've had a, you know, pretty cold weather here last few weeks. So it, you know, it had dropped off a little bit. You know, you got away from your pinfish, and the greenbacks have finally disappeared and got really super small, so you couldn't even get a few of those. Now you were just adding everything, but now you're pretty much on a crab and shrimp and cut bait, artificial, of course.
So it's all about shrimp, blue crabs.
That's the time. It's crustaceans.
Yeah, the water temperature's still chilly. It's been warm for a week.
And it came up a lot.
How gorgeous has it been in Florida? I'm telling you, I'm sorry, but I've watched the weather maps. You know, I wake up every morning, I look at the weather, see what everything's going on, you know, because we got to plan for what we're going to buy, how much shrimp we're going to get, all the rest of these things every day. So every morning, wake up, watch the weather. Florida just rocks. I mean, it's 80 freaking degrees. It's warm out. It's beautiful.
We're spoiled, but, you know, once you get spoiled, you always want something more. It was cold yesterday. It was 55 in the morning. It was blowing, you know, 10 to 15 out of the northeast, and it was nippy out there. And we've been having the clouds, hard overcast with the big humidity, thick fog in the mornings.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's pushing
it's getting foggy out there this morning.
Oh yeah, it'll be out there. That's where I'm getting ready to head. But it'll burn off, but it burns off late right now. So it's pushing your go time, you know, your fishing time.
You really
time.
Can't get going until 10 o'clock.
Right.
10 o'clock is about when you want to get going, because before then it's kind of a waste of time.
It is. And you get out there and you sit around and you watch your bobbers. But we do have good news with this. The water temperature's come up 6-7 degrees in the last week here with this warm water, and we've had a bunch of new stuff.
Should be mid-60s now, isn't it?
Yesterday was 74.
74 surface temps? So that's mid-60s down in the depths.
Oh, yeah. But that's on the flat, you know, in a foot and a half of water.
Degrees.
Yeah, foot and a half of water on sand, you know, it was 74,
we're gonna,
72.
We're going to be seeing sharks and everything else coming
that's
real
the
quick.
Big news. They're here. They have a lot of black tip out there. The west wall of Charlotte Harbor, mostly the outside islands, Boca Grande, Cayo Costa, you know, going down.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be up the river yet, or up in the harbor too much.
The sharks are in the harbor.
Really?
Y'all, I'm passing them. And with the sharks, you've got your bat rays have came in and your cobia. The west wall is crawling on cobia right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, how are you fishing the cobia?
I sight fish them as I'm going down the bar. I have a tower in my boat, so I kind of cheat. But I'll find one, and I'll stop on them and put the trolling motor down, and we'll start throwing shrimps and jigs at them. Any kind of
Now, are you freelining the shrimp, or how are you throwing the
shrimp? Oh, no, I'm throwing a jig.
Throwing a jig
and just trying to jig it past them. Anything that rattles, movement, shaking, anything that'll help it, you know. And then I'd use artificial lures. I'm using the Storm and the...
Now, how are the cobia doing on that Storm bait?
They'll demolish it.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So the Storm bait catches cobia too?
Sure does.
Now, Greg was in here the other day, and we were talking about it. He was throwing the old fingerling, and the two other people on the boat were doing Storm, and, you know, it's what a great bait for half the price of the Ozuri.
Yeah, it's a great bait.
Yeah, half great the price. Bait.
I threw a, I was also throwing a, another topwater. Like I just can't remember it all. A skitterwalk. I was throwing a skitterwalk at it yesterday, too.
Yeah, you got the limp microphone this morning. It's just it keeps slowly dribbling down. But, yeah, the skitterwalk is a great bait. Mm-hmm. Now, it has quite a different action than the Zara Spook, you know, the one that was modeled after. And it's having the skitterwalk and the Spook is a great idea because I think the Spook is more subtle. I think the skitterwalk actually has a little more, little harder action to it. You can make it go a little harder.
And I use it for a locator. Of course, I'm throwing the Zip and Ziggy out there with it, or soft plastic on a bass hook. I use the skitterwalk for more of a rattle and a shake and a pop, you know, and movement, right. Twitching, of a reaction strike, more than I'm doing it for anything else. Once I find it with that, I almost always go to a Zip and Ziggy.
Well, it's been amazing that the skitterwalk does find a lot of fish.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it really does. It's not great. I wouldn't call it my favorite one for catching, but I would call it one of my favorites for finding.
Yeah, but it's a good locator. It'll bring them up.
It's amazing how that skitterwalk will attract a fish, get them to pop at it hard and heck to get them to hook up on it. But if you're going to throw something, throw that skitterwalk and then have another rod rigged, mm-hmm. ready to go, and all you got to do is set one down, pick one up, and cast back where they blew up.
And that's a good thing about a floating bait. No, you can set it right in the rod hole, grab another one, and do that, and leave it right there. You don't have to bring it and retrieve it and finish it and then start. As you're doing it, have your other rod ready. If you see one coming to it and it misses it or it slows and whirls or pulls off of it, just stop it. Pick the other rod up and throw it out past it and bring it back past that one. You know, switch rods without bringing it all the way to the boat, hooking it back in, putting it in the rod holder. Taking too much time up, but that works well.
Yeah, you got to be able to drop and fire real quick. It's not if you take your time, you've lost them.
You're right.
You got to exactly. It's got to be quick, and the other rod's got to be sitting there with the lure ready to throw. Not unhook it, not do anything. It's got to be ready to throw. A lot of times, I just bring the. That's all right. Just tip it up this way. Okay. It'll work that way. There we go.
There you go. That's fine.
If it droops again, just tighten it.
Okay.
Not right there. That
we got it.
There we go. Yeah, equipment malfunctions. Brand new mic stand. thing acts like it needs Viagra, you know. But well, what the heck? All right, we're up.
And also now, it seems like a lot of your fish are coming out of the creeks now and starting to get on the flats more so than what has been.
Now I've heard about two big schools: oversized redfish, east side, that had been way back in the creeks. And they've been up there, and they're finding them, like you say, early or late in the morning, coming out of those creeks and on that east side. If you're there and those fish show up, you've got a heck of a thing. They're not Gulf colors. They don't have the blue in the tail. They don't have that real white belly. These are big, oversized fish. They must have found a deep hole back in the creek somewhere, and they're coming out and. I mean, it's on like Donkey Kong if you can find them. Well, finding them's the booger.
Well, that's this part of the year, the biggest thing is not to be discouraged in your trips. If you have, you know, right now, even the guides are having hit and miss days. If you hit them, you did great. You know, you caught a bunch of fish, a bunch of oversized fish, and, you know, it's just one of those days where, you know, you remember forever. But on the same hand, you can have a guy go out the exact same place, exact same baits, and just barely make it through, you know, just catching a few and just catching enough fish to make people happy. So if you go out and you have a couple days of hard luck and hard times and fish are slow and what, it's, you know, don't get discouraged. Keep going.
All right. Sorry about that. I'm still working on my big cup of coffee here. I slept this morning. I fell asleep like 7:30 last night. I mean, I got done with everything, took a shower, got cleaned up, had something to eat. I looked at the wife and said, you know, I'm going to bed. She's like, what? It's 7:30. I said, I'm going to bed. So at 4 o'clock, you know, I'm up, went down. And Smokehouse doesn't open until 6.
That's right, yeah.
It used to open a bummer. At 5.
It did. It's a bummer.
And so I pulled in there, walked up, saw the lights on, guy reading the paper. I thought, oh, okay. And walked up to 6. I went to Awful Waffle. The Waffle House in Punta Gorda.
Right.
Egg and cheese, hash browns with gravy. It was excellent. Really good. I was shocked. Great. The waitress was nice as you can be. Everything was, it was great. Who would have ever guessed? I mean, that was like the last ditch. Okay. You know, it's 4:30 in the morning. I got, you know, there's nowhere open, you know. And I said, well, our Waffle House be open.
It's always open.
Yeah. So what was weird was the food was great. I mean, I had my heart all set on Smokehouse. If you cannot say you have lived in South Florida or you cannot claim to be a fisherman if you have not eaten breakfast at the Smokehouse over there in Cooper Street.
That's true.
I mean,
that's true.
I remember when my daughter was in school, you could not be one of the cool kids. You had to go to breakfast at the Smokehouse. If you didn't know what the Smokehouse was, the ketchup bottle was, you just weren't cool.
That's right.
So
that's true.
I hadn't been able to get over there in a long time. I went over there this morning at 6. I was like, dang. Oh. So anyway, back to the fishing. See, it doesn't even pay to go out early when you go for breakfast.
That's true.
You got to wait till 6 o'clock to go to good breakfast.
That's true.
But anyway, let's see. So what's your game plan for today? What you thinking of?
Well, I'm gonna run for the Cobia. Of course, that's going to go up and down the bar. So I'm going to be out on the outside of the reef. Over on the west wall, and we're going to go into Gasparilla Sound, try to catch some of the redfish coming out of the creeks, and like you say, getting on the flats. They're starting to get out there and starting to move around a little bit, so we'll be throwing artificial on them out there, and working the outside bar today of most everything on the outer side. We'll probably do a little bit, depending on the way the wind is. I think we're going to have a southeasterly wind today, so the beaches won't be good for me, but just on the inside of the passes will be. So we'll try that.
Yeah. Bait, you're taking shrimp. That's why you're here.
Shrimp.
And how you get finding blue crabs?
I'm using. I got a little secret crab out there.
Okay, never mind then.
I'm not really using blue crabs. I am using crabs, but I'm not using blue crabs.
Ah, gotcha. All right. Well, I'm not going to press on any further. That's okay. We all have to have our secrets.
That's right.
You know.
Oh, that's a future show.
Yeah, that's fine. No, that's all good. But if you were going to send somebody out today, best bet, you see any trout around or anything?
Trout have kind of left and coming back. Everything went down. You know, we had cold weather, and trout usually hit better in the cold. But
it can get too cold.
But it's what happened. They dove in the creeks and canals. You know, so you can't find them on the flats. But they're coming back. Everything's starting to migrate back. I expect to have another couple cold fronts come through before it gets done. But
east side, west side. Gasparilla Sound, Bull Bay, Turtle Bay?
Gasparilla Sound. Yeah, it's where it's at.
So
that and Pine Island Sound, actually, too.
You're talking about between Devilfish and Placida getting back just behind the first couple islands on that flat there. If you don't have a very, very shallow draft boat, though, stay on the outside of the bar. Stay on the intercoastal part of it.
Sure.
And fish just the outside of that bar on the intercoastal and shrimp with a jig head and just work them.
And the oyster bars. You know, the little oyster islands down through there. That's what
sand fly and all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the ones that are submerged. You know,
the submerged ones are harder. You'll find them. Just run along there. You'll figure out where they're at.
They're there. There's a bunch of oyster bars out there. This morning they'll be out, but they won't be out. They'll probably be in there by 11 o'clock. Totally. But you know, just get around them.
Morning, go to Punta Gorda off Cooper Street, have breakfast at the smokehouse. They, you know, they're open by now.
My customers won't like that.
You know, and then you go out and, you know, get the boat ready, then go launch and go catch fish.
That's the way to do it. That'd be a perfect day.
Yeah, that's a nice leisurely day. You know, no running around, get crazy. You know, just take your time because, you know, it's a lunch bite.
Another thing, cobia, when you're looking for the cobia, you know, the manatees, stingrays, anywhere you see a bunch of stingrays. I don't know this, I'm just going on a limb, but my belief is I think the stingrays are actually getting ready to spawn soon.
Well, I call them the cobia Pez dispensers.
Yep, exactly. And I think that's getting ready to happen, you know, in the next month, but the water temperature's coming up like that.
You actually see a cobia follow along, and the stingray's giving birth, and the cobia's like, jump. Chomp.
Like Pac-Man.
Chomp, yep.
Yep.
Stingray is definitely a cobia Pez dispenser.
Yes.
It just works that way. But that's my opinion, and you seem to have the same opinion.
That's what they're doing. They're following them. And they don't have to be great big rays. You know, they can be the size of a plate or just a little guys, and they're not messing with that one. They're just kind of following it. And when it stops, they stop. And then when it moves, they move. And they'll bump it.
I think two things go on. I think the stingrays, as they go down, they'll go to the bottom and feed and mess up stuff. It's easy food for the cobia. Just taking the leftovers, let them do all the digging, and the cobia can just sit there and pop off anything that comes out, as well as once they're starting to give birth, you know, the babies are coming out, and the cobia, that's lunch right there.
That's true.
And that's almost every fish loves eating stingrays.
Sure. And same thing with a manatee. If you see a manatee going off the reef, slow down and idle around with them and look at them. And
again, I think because the manatees go down, they get big mouthfuls of grass. They rip all that stuff up, and all the shrimp and the fish and everything go crazy, you know, trying to avoid this monster mouth. And the cobia can just sit there and pick them up easy.
And that's fun because now you get to see other sea life and you're looking. It's more like hunting than fishing. So that, it's a different game, but it's fun.
I'm working on a tower boat now. I got the 24 skiff that I'm putting a tower into. And the guys were saying, well, let's tear the council out. Let's do this. I said, no, I'm just going to run it for a while. I had that tower sitting behind the boat for 4 years. Well, it's amazing how much water fills up in those pipes. I'm drilling all those pipes out because everything is full of water.
They're solid.
And I got to tell you, the little tiniest crack, and all of a sudden the whole darn tubes are full of water. So I got to drill them all out, polish it, clean it, rig it. And for first time, I'm going to have everything ready before I put the darn thing in the boat.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, well, I usually don't. I usually throw it up in there and just try and rig everything as I go. But I said, this time, nope, not doing that. Getting everything done before I get in there. But anyway, I guess that's been boats and fishing and Captain Tom Fisher. What's the name of your charter group?
Fishbone Charters.
See, we've got Fishbone Charters. Makes sense. Tom Fisher, Fishbone. Okay, we got that. You can click Tom's picture right next to this. And Tom's been having a good... what's been the average catch lately?
Average catch of fish?
How many... Yeah, what do you... mostly redfish, some trout. What have you been looking at?
We've been doing... you got redfish, trout, snook. The snook's been slower than most. There's been... Like, we were getting on... Pompano and actually Permit last few weeks with the cold water they came into. not the biggest ones in the world, but, you know, they were good.
Still fun to catch.
Fun to catch. Great. And you're starting to see now, you're starting to see jacks moving around a little bit more, too. They're going on. But it's been mostly snook, red, and trout, like Florida's famous for.
Oh, that's good. Well, I think we can accept that. That's that's acceptable catches, I want to say. Anyway, this is Fish and Frank. It's been an early morning edition of Radio Fishing. And we got Captain Tom Fisher over there. We're both just a little foggy. Decided we'd try and get you guys caught up on what's been going on. And we're going to be back with another Radio Fishing later this morning. We're going to try and ambush the captains as they come in. Poor Tom walks in the door. I said, come on, Tom, let's go do a radio show. You can tell he's only had one cup of coffee this morning. So anyway, guys, thanks for listening. We'll see you on the next Radio Fishing.